Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. And joining me today are Lester Martin and John Dennison, both with the Cooley House Foundation. Welcome. John and Lester are here with the Cooley House Foundation. And Lester, let me start with you. First of all, what is the Cooley House Foundation, and what is the Cooley House?
The Cooley House is a wonderful building designed by Walter Burley Griffin in 1926. It's on South Grand Street, and is an example of the Prairie House-style architecture, very little of which is in the South. And the board is attempting to keep that in the neighborhood of the public and make presentations.
Now, the home has sat sort of unused for a number of years, and I know you guys with the Cooley House Foundation are trying to find, keep the house, preserve the house,
and
find a use for it.
The house is now owned by the city, but we have this very nice public-private partnership with the foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. And our goal has been to stabilize and preserve as best we can the house, and because it is so unique. It was designed 100 years ago, finally built in the mid-1920s. And what we are doing, we're giving private tours. We also open the house up to the public a couple of times a year at different events. And the goal is to just keep it here, keep it preserved, do our best to continue to refurbish it, because it does need continued refurbishment. But we have it stabilized, and it's such a gem. As Lester said, it's one of the few examples of Prairie School architecture in the Deep South.
Now, Lester, you were a architecture teacher, an architect. You taught at Louisiana Tech. You've been in the business a long time. How big a treasure is this really for our area? Because I see those Frank Lloyd Wright houses all over, and those things are in magazines and books and much sought after, and they're landmarks and people go see them. Why is this house special?
This is unique because, it has been said, it's the Prairie House, the Prairie School architecture, and very few of these are in the South. It was a high period of even when Frank Lloyd Wright was popular in doing this type house, and then that went out of style. And so this man was in Frank Lloyd Wright's office. So we have a real treasure here. And also, this architect went on from Monroe, Louisiana, to design the capital of Canberra, Australia. So this is a treasure both for the man and for the building.
Now, the Cooley House Foundation exists to help the Cooley House. There is an event coming up where folks can get involved, learn a little more about Monroe's great, rich history, and then help out the Cooley House by doing a little walking.
That is right. Lester is going to be our architectural historian a week from Saturday. That'll be Saturday, October 7th. We will meet at 10 o'clock, actually a few minutes before 10, you should come, at the Biedenhorn. Come to the Biedenhorn at the corner of Forsyth and Park Avenue to sign up and begin the walking tour there. We have tickets. There is a cost, and they are available at the Biedenhorn and as well as the Master Museum. And some of us board members have some tickets as well. I know I have some. And I'll let Lester explain the significance of what he's going to be showing during that about 90-minute walking tour.
All right, Lester, so this is coming up Saturday, 10 a.m., not tomorrow, but next Saturday.
That's correct.
Going to meet at the Biedenhorn and then walk through where?
Well, what we're going to do is start in the Biedenhorn parking lot, and I'm going to explain the history of Forsyth Park. It was the playground of North Louisiana for 100 years. I'll show pictures of the Saltwater Natatorium and a picture of the gas well, which pumped not only gas but salt water, and the gas well caved in. On top of that was a windmill which was built, and it caved in. And on a more positive note, there was a racetrack where the Natatorium is today, and this is where, and a stadium, and this is where Babe Ruth played an exhibition game. Then we will turn from there and go down to 4th Street, to K Street, and see some of the wonderful houses there. There are 7 architectural styles of architecture in this district alone, and these are national recognized styles. Then we'll end up and have a discussion at the Biedenhorn.
a lot of these old homes, as we were talking before we got on the air, a lot of these old homes were built right around about the time that the electricity started happening at homes and were getting electrified. But, you know, a lot of these old homes didn't have two stories. They had a lot of cross ventilation, things like that, for living kind of in a different time.
Well, this is what we'll point out. There's things that they needed that we don't have today, and that is sidewalks and porches where you could sleep on the porch, and cross ventilation, and of course there was no air conditioning, and we'll see how people used to live.
Well, that sounds quite interesting, and there is a cost associated with this, but then the money goes back to help the Cooley House Foundation.
That's right. We have a limited number of events throughout the year. In fact, we have one coming up in November that is actually free. It's our annual lecture series, and we have Brian Davis, the executive director of the Louisiana Trust for Historic Preservation, will be the speaker. That'll be at Ouachita Grand Plaza. We'll have a future lanyap about that in the weeks to come, Corey. But this is to benefit the Cooley House Foundation, and I would encourage people that anytime you want to, if you have a group, let's say you can get as few as five people together, if you have a group that would like to tour this house, we will give you a private tour at no cost unless you'd like to make a donation there. We always take that. That's one of the things that we're doing right now to keep the house in the forefront of the public eye and help keep it preserved.
That's Lester Martin and John Dennison with us. And John, again, it's a walking tour of the Garden District. When and where?
Saturday, October 7th. Meet at the Biedenhorn Museum. Come about 9:45. We'll start the tour at 10 o'clock. There will be refreshments, and you can talk with Lester and other architects right afterward. We'll come back to the Biedenhorn.
And if I want to find tickets, how do I do that?
At the Biedenhorn Museum, as well as at the Master Museum of Art. And some of us board members, Gerinda Stone, myself, Laverne Beaudron, and others, have them as well.
You've been listening to Lanyap. This is KEDM Public Radio.